More than one audience has been taken unaware by the humor of Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona. Here is Senator Goldwater accepting the nomination for President of the United States at the annual mock convention of Washington's exclusive Alfalfa Club.
Well, this is the most exciting thing that's happened to me since Walter Reuther made me an honorary auto worker. Gentlemen, if my voice trembles a little at this historic moment, I'm sure you'll understand. It takes my breath away, even though I feel the White House is now ready for me since Jacqueline remodeled it in an 18th century decor. And frankly, I feel it's a double honor since I've never even been to Harvard. But members of this convention, this has been a genuine draft, not just the kind felt by reservists. And I've yielded to it in the sincere belief that no man with a drop of patriotism in his veins could turn down such a golden opportunity to advance his family. Of course, the Goldwater clan is not as large as the Kennedy clan, and my brother Bob doesn't want to be in government. In fact, he promised Dad he'd go straight. And I wouldn't be truthful if I said that I was fully qualified for the office. I don't play the piano, I seldom play golf, and I never play touch football. But I hope you'll find it in your hearts to accept a president who just sits behind a desk and works. Now, I must take note of the fact here that my opponents call me a conservative. If I understand the word correctly, it means to conserve. Well then, I'm just trying to live up to my name and conserve two things that most need conserving in this country: gold and water. Now allow me to turn to my campaign platform, but before I do that, I just want to say that I don't apologize for being a conservative. I can remember whether conservative and mother were clean words. But as you all know, I've argued for some time that we should do away with the cumbersome and lengthy, unmeaningful and platitudinous promises that the platforms of both parties have become. We need bold, brief statements that all Americans can understand. Now, the first plank fits neatly on one page, but I think it's basically sound and honest. It will mean the same thing to you whether you live in the North or the South, whether you're a farmer in Maine or an industrial worker in California. It says, and I ask you to pay close attention, elect Goldwater. Now, gentlemen, that's it. No nonsense, no shilly-shallying, no hair-splitting. Just elect Goldwater. It's got a nice ring to it that I sort of like. And is there anyone from the highest to the lowest, from the ordinary school child to the lowliest Harvard professor, who can possibly mistake this meaning? I'll go even further. Is there anyone in this convention hall who doesn't understand it? Now, members of this convention, the other two planks deal with labor, education, foreign policy, and the farm problem. Here's plank number two. Elect Goldwater. Now, you may notice a certain similarity between the first plank and the second, and I want you to know that that was deliberate. It's been my experience that the public is confused if you offer too many issues. The thing to do is to get a hold of a good one and stick to it. Hammer it home. Repetition, gentlemen, is the way Madison Avenue sells toothpaste and soap, and it's the way the New Frontier stays in the limelight. But when repetition occurs at the White House, and it has since 1932, it's not a sales pitch, it's a giveaway. You don't even have to guess the price. And now, gentlemen, for the final plank. Plank number three. This is the bell ringer, and it's even shorter. It just says ditto. There, gentlemen, I suggest that you have a platform in five words. Elect Goldwater, elect Goldwater, ditto. And just to keep things symmetrical, I think I'll hold the budget down to five figures. Jane Mansfield's for openers, and I'll accept nominations for the other four.